Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
As you hear it going through the offseason, the Bears got to get a running back, the Bears got to do this because Drake can't do that. How do you deal with those types of things?
What can I do?
The cop said, you know, I don't agree with it, but I want to know how you deal with it, the perception of it.
I don't really, I mean, everybody got an opinion, entitled to their own opinion. My job is to come in here and continue to work. And like I said, I'm excited for this season. I know who I am and what I'm about. So that's all. Thankful for another opportunity going into the season.
That was DeAndre Swift, and this is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. We shift gears back to Bears training camp, where this is new for us. Everybody's talking early. The practices are being held early, so we get to react to this stuff real time as the news is coming in, which is not common for us. I feel like that part of it is fun.
Thank you, Ben Johnson.
Yeah, thanks for getting us the freshest of the news. And a lot of the fresh news does involve the running back room. It's been something that we've talked about a lot. Do they have who they want? You heard Kalen Kaler mention Ashton Jeanty in her segment. He's a Raider. We knew there was a lot of commotion around Jeanty and whether or not he would drop to the Bears at 10. It didn't happen. And then they didn't take a running back in the draft until the 7th round in Kyle Menungai. So when you consider that the discussion went from Jeanty to Menungai, how are they going to address it when they know that so much of Ben Johnson's offense is predicated on the run? So let's start with Ben Johnson talking about his assessment of the Bears running back room.
We'll find out more once we get the pads on, but extremely coachable, improvements on the tracks every single day. Just we're very detailed with where we want them to go. They're all about it. Coach Bieniemy is doing a phenomenal job. He's very demanding. He's one of the more demanding coaches I've been around. I think they're receptive to that type of coaching. I think Swift has done a great job. Come back this from the summer, he's in great shape. He had some plays yesterday that weren't ideal. We might have had a guy unblocked in the hole, and yet he's able to extend it and make something happen beyond. So a highly motivated group. I know the perception out there is that maybe it's not the most talented room in the world. They like to hear that noise. So we're gonna be just fine.
You also like to hear that noise, because how did the Ashton Jeanty rumors get started? I get it. He's doing the right thing. You use it as a bulletin board type of material to coach him up. But that doesn't take away from the fact that, say, for example, DeAndre Swift last season had 253 carries go for 959 yards.
That seems bad.
3.8 yards a carry. And we heard Eric Bieniemy, by the way, talk about the importance of running up the middle of the offensive line, running between your tackles, for example, running off of your guards and then being able to make something happen. So I do think that there's been a lot of discussion about how to get better at all of these things.
I'm just wondering what the roles will be for the guys not named DeAndre Swift. that's really where this comes down to, because we know about Swift's past with Johnson in Detroit. What I don't know is, what does he think of Roschon Johnson, Kyle Manongai, who was their rookie running back drafted in the seventh round, and Travis Homer? And could they supplant, complement? What are the roles going to be? And I don't know that Ben Johnson knows those answers, but I'm along for that ride as much as any other position group on this team.
We do know that he doesn't know those answers, because in his introductory press conference at training camp, he talked about how he doesn't know what kind of scheme they're running yet, which I found to be really interesting, because again, if that's going to dictate how you run the offense and you're still trying to figure out what your personnel are doing, that's a big part of it.
Swift on a 3-year, $24 million contract. So this is year two.
Correct.
And I just wonder what that's going to look like going forward. Is it going to be, all right, let's ride with him now and see what we can improve, upgrade, replace at the end of this season? But let's be honest, Caleb Williams, just a second-year quarterback. This is his first time running Ben Johnson's offense. It's got to be a situation where he can lean on the running game, you would think.
No, there's no you would think. In order to do anything that they want to do here, they have to run the ball more. And I've said that forever, but especially in Ben Johnson's offense. You don't have to run it a ton more. Just the slightest threat of the run will open up play action. But the Bears didn't run a lot of play action last year.
I don't think it's run it more necessarily. It's just you have to run more effectively. When you do run it, you've got to have the type of balance and the type of threat that other teams now don't know what you're doing.
When your quarterback got sacked 68 times last year, you can bet I'm running the ball more. Period.
Yeah, and this all ties into the offensive line as well, which I have a great deal of faith in based on the personnel. Before we know about the cohesion and how that's going to look, before we know who's actually going to start at left tackle. But I thought that was an interesting nugget that was given to us by Mark Grody, that, hey, Braxton Jones, when they just go out there, he's been the guy. And then when they're actually doing stuff, because he's not ramped up yet, they've been alternating at the left tackle.
And
position.
That makes sense. He's the incumbent veteran. That makes all the sense in the world. Now tell me how you want to use your second round pick in Ozzie Trapillo when that's the case. But that's part of it. Have I said that I want more out of Braxton Jones? Yes, I have. Especially when it comes to pass blocking. Now, as far as the offensive line itself, DeAndre Swift said, as we mentioned, you know, he can't wait to run behind this new offensive line. I'm glad he's excited. He's a veteran. He knows what it's like to run behind good offensive lines. He's played for Detroit and Philadelphia. So I'll take his expertise on that. So what did Ben Johnson have to say about Swift's production last season, which we mentioned?
He has always been quiet. He's always been highly motivated on the inside. So there's a lot of things about him that are the same as what they've been. He's not happy with how last year went for him, production-wise, team-wise, everything-wise. He's really motivated. He's really excited to help lead and spur this team forward. So I don't think I see a whole lot of differences from where he's been, but I see a very hungry individual.
That's Ben Johnson talking about DeAndre Swift, who as of now is number one on the depth chart at running back, as we talk here on Raheemy and Harris about what that running back room could look like going forward and whether or not DeAndre Swift is the guy. As of now, he is, but all these things are subject to change.
Right. I don't necessarily know that running back room is set. And when you consider a head coach comes in, he's got a different opinion of certain talent. For example, drafts a tight end 10th overall. So I think a lot of this is him trying to evaluate who these people are and how he can make the same things look different and the different things look the same. That's, of course, a tenet of his offensive mission statement as well. So Ben Johnson also talked about how that would look, like what the process looks like with trying to put this run game together.
We'll talk about it as a staff, and that's where we got a lean IA. We got a great veteran O-line coach in Dan Roschar that he's been around. He knows what good football looks like. He'll be able to hone in on what he feels like our unit up front can handle. The volume is a big deal. How much is too much? And so that's that fine line. We got to make sure we're attacking the defense and keeping them guessing. But at the same time, we got to do things that we're good at. So over the course of of camp over the next few weeks, it's really going to come together for us.
When he's
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Says how much is too much. I'm assuming he's talking about how many times you can try to run the ball and see if it's going to work in certain cases.
If your line's good, there's no such thing as too much.
But if you dance to the line and you don't say run straight on, how much is that going to affect the expected yards you want on a certain play? You know, when you're trying to figure out outside zone, how much is that going to affect what you're doing? Can you block for it? That's my biggest concern.
Yeah, I think that's where it starts, right? Can you block for it? And if you can block for it, then you can just keep running the ball as much as you want.
Well, ask Braxton Jones and the crew about outside zone blocking.
Layla, one of my favorite things in football is when a team goes up, let's say two scores in the second half, and the defense is tired, and they're just like, oh, y'all look tired over there. What's good? And they just pound and pound and pound away, and they break off chunks, big explosive plays. And at that point, the defense is defeated because they can't stop the run. We've seen that happen to the Bears a few times.
That's ideal. Yeah, and part of the problem is it's because the opposing team's offense gets right back on the field. You know, that's the issue. It's happened to the Bears when the Bears offense can't produce, you know, and then the defense has to come back out there and the time adds up. You know, time of possession, I still think, is a valid stat in the NFL in certain cases. This is an example. But as far as putting it together, you know, I still think about the fact that Ben Johnson decided Jahmyr Gibbs was the better running back. Like, they went out and spent a high draft pick on Jahmyr Gibbs to have that combination with he and David Montgomery.
People thought they were crazy at the time.
I certainly did, because I thought you had a great running back in DeAndre Swift. They made him look good.
And people will tell you don't take running backs that high. But the whole thing is, if you know what you're getting and you know how to use them, that's why I got no issues with the Colston Loveland pick, because I got, at this point, Ben Johnson has earned the confidence of most people because he's Ben Johnson. Look what he's been able to do as a play caller. If he's picking a guy that high, there is a reason.
Yeah, well, he's comped him to Sam Laporta. He did that.
Right.
What about the Colston Montgomery pick?
Hey, that's a powerful force, as we found out over the last couple of days.
So at the end of that Ben Johnson clip, he's talked about we need to play into what our offense is good at. So asking you guys, as of right now, what do you think the Bears offense is good at?
I think it's too early. I don't think they know yet. I think what the better question there, Robbie, is how long will it take to find out what the offense is good at? I think the joint practices are something to circle, as now we're going to know after the joint practices. I think he looks at those joint practices more than he looks at the actual exhibition of preseason games.
Let's look at the individual strengths. What do you know your individuals are good at based on their resumes? You know that Drew Dahlman is good at being a center, much better than any center the Bears have had recently. You know that that's the case for Joe Tooney. He knows Jonah Jackson to be good when he had him, even though he had the injury in LA. So that's what you know up front. I know Braxton Jones struggles on certain pass blocking. I know he's fabulous in space. I would want that guy downfield blocking for me. And on the other side, I know Darnell Wright is consistent enough to trust. So I go out then to the quarterback and the running backs, for example, and I know DeAndre Swift is good at giving you multiple looks. I know he's good at catching passes out of the backfield. And I know that DJ Moore is versatile. So I think probably having at least two people who know how to be versatile when it comes to the yards from the line of scrimmage is a good place to start.
I'm with you on that. I think it's just understanding, and maybe he hasn't done it yet. I mean, he has a playbook. They've learned the playbook. They've had install. I want to know what the end result's going to be, though. And I think so much of that depends on Caleb Williams. So I think everything we're asking each other and we're observing right now, it's not going to mean anything if Caleb Williams isn't doing his job well.
Yeah, so much of this is just reliant on it's built on your run game, but it's reliant on QB1. Like, how are you going to fake that play action?
What's that cadence sounding like coming up to the line?
Cadence is a massive, massive, massive aspect
of
this.
Are you practicing your cadence while driving in the car?
Might you look interesting to a car next to you who sees you and wants to know why you're talking to yourself? Or maybe they can hear you because you're that loud with your cadence.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.